Hello, hello, hello. Hello, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3. Okay. I guess that's it. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Spaces Unscripted. I'm your host, Alyssa Esposito. If you're new here, this is a podcast where we talk all things creative. We talk to all sorts of creative people in different fields and really focus on the pivots of their careers and all of the ebbs and flows and all of the things. If you're not new here and you're returning, first of all, thanks for being here. Second of all, you'll notice that this is not my typical setup. I was supposed to be in a studio this morning recording this episode. I actually had other episodes and they just all felt like not right. They didn't feel authentic. They didn't feel like they were... Is this recording on my... Hello? Okay, anyway, sorry. They just didn't feel like the right thing to put out for today. It was kind of like recapping my journey and my, you know, creative career so far and the different things that I've been through, which I think are super important to talk about. I think sharing stories is just important for people to hear. And clearly that's why I started this podcast. But I think that my journey will present itself through my episodes naturally. Like, I don't think I need to do a huge "this is me" kind of thing, because I think just as we get to know each other, it'll just come out naturally. So I kind of scratched that. And just for full transparency, I do have microphones. Like, I have the whole shebang. I have this, I have the cool headphones, I have the all the stuff. I didn't have the little mixing board thing, which is why I've gone into a studio, because I've been petrified to do this myself. But I'm like, why? It's Spaces Unscripted. Unscripted. I have to stay true to the podcast title, you know? Like, if there's something that I feel like I need to talk about, I don't have to be in a big fancy studio to get the message out there. And something that's been really not weighing, that's so dramatic, but it's just been like heavy on my mind over the last couple of weeks is I was thinking about how all of the opportunities that I've had and all of the things that I've experienced, and it sounds like a lot of other people, wouldn't have come if I didn't say yes. So I just wanted to talk about the power of saying yes, because I feel like I've had a lot of different jobs. And not me being like, I've had a lot of different jobs. Like, no, I don't mean it like that. I just mean I counted 14 or 15 different jobs, and I'm 27 years old. And some of them I've only had, you know, I only had for a couple of months, which I don't recommend doing. Like, that's awful. But if you don't try different things and you don't say yes to different things, I think two things. You won't learn about yourself. I think you learn a lot about yourself, and just in general, you learn a ton from doing different jobs. But I think if you don't say yes to things, it won't lead you to your next chapter. I'm a firm believer in that. I think you have to go through certain things to lead you to the next one. And sometimes the things that I've done don't make sense in the moment, but then they just really do. For instance, again, see, talking about how my life will just come out in my episodes. My first job was at a movie theater. I started working when I was like 14 or 15 years old, not because I had to, but because I really wanted to. Like, I think I begged my parents to have a job, which is so funny. And I'm so fortunate that my parents weren't, you know, I wasn't in the position where they were like, you got to go out and get a position, get a job and blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't have that. But I wanted a job so bad. Like, I could not wait to work. I could not wait to make my own money. I just couldn't wait. So, that was my first job. And did I get that job because I loved the movie so much? No, I got it because The boy who was working at the front, I had like a really big Austin Mahone phase, and the boy kind of looked like Austin Mahone in my brain. No, he didn't. Like, adorable, but no. Like, completely different. One was light hair, one was dark, like Austin Mahone's dark hair. Anyway, I'm going on a rant, but I got the job because I had a huge crush on him. I did end up dating him for several years, but that's besides the point. I learned a lot at that job, was there for a bit, and then I started working in retail, and that really exposed me to different people and different personalities and being outgoing, and it was just another instance of like putting myself out there. And through that I made friends, and through that I was inspired to, you know, get back into traditional high school rather than doing homeschooling, and like one thing kind of just led to another. I worked at a restaurant for several years and met amazing people through that and had amazing learning lessons, and I interned. That's another thing. Interning, I don't know what, like, how it is right now, how it is anymore, but I had like 6 or 7 internships, and more than half of them turned into jobs. I worked as a casting assistant at a commercial casting office. I worked for an agent as an agent's assistant. Like, I tried a million different things. I tried so many different things. I worked for a TV and film office as a, I was working at the front desk for my internship. That turned into a full-time position. I worked there for 2 years. So it's just, you just don't know where it's going to lead you. So I think the power of saying yes, within reason, obviously, is so important. My mom really, I talk about my mom in every episode. Hi, Mom. But she really pushed my brother and I to say yes to different things and try different things and do different things. And you kind of just figure it out as you go, and you find out what works and what doesn't work. And sometimes it can, you know, it's for solely a financial, I'm going to say yes to this because I need it. And sometimes, you know, it's for learning. And I am so grateful now that I started working when I was so young, and put myself in all these different positions, because now I'm not really scared of talking to people and interviewing and whatever, you know, like I'm interviewing people and having these conversations. And I don't know if I didn't put myself in those different, if I didn't say yes to all of those different situations, if I would be the person that I am right now. So that was just more like a thought that I had in my head. And I guess also to encourage people to try, if you have the ability to do so, if you can try different things, especially as a creative, I think shadowing people, interning for people, part-time, even if it's like a weekend, trying to just be a sponge and soak up as much information as you can, whether it's in the field that you're in or something that you might just be interested in, I think it's so necessary and powerful, because obviously you're learning and you're growing, but you're pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. I had an internship for the commercial casting office when I was in high school. So I would go to school, and then I would leave school, and I would go there. And they were super flexible and awesome and new. And some of them were paid internships. Some of them were when I got into college, using them for credits. But yeah, I just wanted to say that because and I don't think you're ever too old to do that. I don't think you're ever too old to do that, to, you know, while you're trying to figure it out, or if you have some spare time, or, you know, you want to have a good work-life balance, which I struggle with sometimes, but say yes to things. Put yourself out there. You don't know who you're going to meet. I've met most of my, I mean, as one does, right? Like, that's how you meet people. But I met most of my friendships and everybody outside of my family, I met putting myself in an uncomfortable or being in a situation where I, you know, was like, what am I doing here? In casting offices, in, you know, working at a restaurant. Like, I've met incredible people. So, I don't even know how long this episode is, and I'm really sorry if this sounds terrible, but I just wanted to be kind of real for this episode and tell you that I'm figuring it out. I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to this side of things. I recorded a whole episode and then I got a call in the middle of it, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll just start over. My dog is snoring over here. You know, I have like a Stanley cup with lipstick on it right there. This is a podcast mic that I used to record my voiceovers on to send to my voiceover agent. I have like a selfie light right here. So with that theme of saying yes, I said yes to today's episode and to getting over myself and getting over the fear of it being absolutely perfect. Yeah, I guess that's it for today. I want to hear feedback. So I know that it's so funny because whenever you talk to people, it's like, you're not going to have any listeners for the first beep, boop, boop. Like, you have like five, which is so true. Like, you're my loyal five. Whoever it is watching this, thank you so much. But friends, family, anyone listening, let me know what you think would be interesting to hear on an upcoming episode. I do have a lot of my episodes pre-recorded, which is great. But like for today, you know, if there's something that every two episodes I'm doing these like little snack episodes, if there's something that would be interesting for me to talk about, or if you have an idea on like a segment, you know, or I don't know. I just think this is so fun and I want it to be collaborative and for it to feel, you know, like this. I'm gonna work on getting a better at home setup. But for now, I just wanted to say hi and happy Tuesday. And thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning back in. I guess that's it. Next week, I have another amazing guest. I'm not gonna tell you who, but I'm really, really excited for the next episodes. My last two episodes were Garrett Greco and Kaylee Nicole. And it's so funny because I watch these episodes back and I'm like, I wish I could re-record some of them because I could tell that I was nervous or like pre-prepped. So even the episodes coming up, I'm proud of myself, but I'm also like, I wish I could re-record them and be like a little more Alyssa. You know, so hopefully my snack episodes and season two will give a little bit more personality. I swear I'm not like, you know, just robotic. I just think I was a little nervous in some of them. Okay, I guess that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And that's it for today's episode of Spaces Unscripted. I'll see you next time. Bye.